It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 25th of January, you guessed it, the 25th day of 2025 in the Gregorian calendar. There are 340 days left in the year. World Radio Day is coming up. It's on the 13th of February. As we do every year, we'll have a feast in the Sound Kitchen filled with your voices. Send your short, recorded World Radio Day greetings to the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr by the 1st of February. This year's theme is radio and climate change, but you don't have to talk about the theme if you just want to say hello. That's fine, too. Be sure you include your name and where you live in your message. Most importantly, get under a blanket to record. This will make your recording broadcast quality. Don't put it off. The date is close, and I expect to have my mailbox overflowing with your greetings. The address again is the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Susan Owensby, The Sound Kitchen, Radio France International.
Oh, la, 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 la. I found a lost letter at the bottom of the Sound Kitchen mailbag this week. It's from Ferhat Bezazel, the president of the RFI Butterflies Club in Kachera in Algeria, and a faithful Sound Kitchen contributor. This is what Ferhat wrote in his long-ago letter. The greatest lesson I've learned about life, and that has truly marked me forever, is to partake of love in every moment of life and to never stop learning how to love and to live in peace. The love of my country, the love of other people, and the respect of human beings is the context of this love, and the culture of tolerance and peaceful coexistence is the title of this love. That's my slogan in life. I've learned that love is the path to inner happiness and peace, and that is my greatest wealth. No earthly goods can make my life happier than love. Love is the voice with which I speak and the oxygen that I breathe. It is the essential food for my soul. Thank you for that, Ferhat.
Hello, everyone. This is Wasaja Richard from Vera Maria Hospital in Uganda. I do appeal for peace, especially in countries where we have wars. I would be like to be prayed a song for Lucky Dube of different colors, one people, because we are all one, despite of our different geographical locations. I greet you all the Sound Kitchen listeners. I love you all.
The Sound Kitchen team is complete. Erwan Rome is at his mixing board behind the glass window in front of us. And our co-chef, Paul Myers, also known as Baby Brother, is right here next to me. Say hello, Baby Brother.
Hello, Big Sister. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So, what's up? Any exciting news on your end?
Oh, it's non-stop. It's just non-stop. I need to rest. There's some NBA basketball in Paris this week with the San Antonio Spurs and the Indiana Pacers coming to town to play two regular season games. And that's going to be fun for all the fans of NBA. There's also some football, which is happening, Champions League, Paris Saint-Germain against Manchester City. And some tennis, which is happening out in Australia. The finals this weekend of the men's singles and women's singles. So I'll be looking into that a bit? Because I'm always interested to see who's doing what on a tennis court, because I love tennis.
Yeah. That was one of your first jobs, wasn't it?
My first loves.
First jobs. Did I say loves?
No. It's my first love. Watching Wimbledon on television with my mum after school. So that's my first love, watching tennis and trying to play it.
I love to watch tennis. I have no clue what's going on, how it scores or anything else, but it's lovely to watch.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, there's been some beautiful, beautiful operators over the years.
So off we go. Still to come, the quiz, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner with Paul, and a tasty musical dessert from Erwan on a Music from Erwan, so don't touch that dial.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, cuz it's time for the quiz. On the 14th of December, I asked you a question about Syria and the end of Bashar al-Assad's dictatorship. Rebel forces led by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham seized Damascus on the 8th of December. Assad fled to Russia, ending his family's six-decade rule. You were to reread our article. France's support for Syrian transition hinges on respect for minority rights. And send in the answer to this question. France's outgoing foreign affairs minister, Jean-Noël Barrot, was quoted in the article. He noted that, and I quote, Assad's fall is a clear defeat for Moscow. Why? Why does Jean-Noël Barrot think that Assad's fall is a clear defeat for Moscow? Paul, what's the answer?
Well, to quote our article, Russia now could lose access to military bases in Syria, which allowed it to conduct operations in the Maghreb and elsewhere on the African continent. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Debashish Gope from West Bengal in India. It is, how can we have peace amongst all people? You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so please do stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are... RFI English listener Dia Zanib from Muzaffarg, Pakistan. Dia is also this week's bonus question winner. This is what she wrote. All people can live in peace only if you put every single person in a separate room with no contact with the others. As this is impossible and would also not be very humane, universal peace will not be achieved. I think the best way to get closer to peace between all people is to live peacefully myself, to not allow evil thoughts, and to not allow myself to be incited to commit evil acts against other people. I feel pretty much the same way as you do, Dia, and congratulations on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week is Omar Farooq, who's a member of the Shetu RFI Listeners Club in Naugaon, Bangladesh, and Alok Bain, who's a member of the RFI Pariwar Bandhar SWL Club in Chhattisgarh, India. There's RFI Listeners Club member Abdul Manan Teacher from Sirajganj, Bangladesh. And last but not least, RFI English listener Nargis Akhtar from Dhaka, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. As you know, Donald Trump was inaugurated this past Monday as the 47th president of the United States. I'm sure you followed all the doings from RFI English journalist Jan Vandermada, who was there and sent us excellent articles and videos. To celebrate Trump's inauguration, more than 80 French NGOs and organizations have said they will stop using the social media platform X, formerly Twitter, owned by Elon Musk. Musk, a close Trump ally, is considered by these NGOs as, and I quote, a danger to freedom of expression and democratic values. You read about it in our article, French NGOs to Quit Social Media Platform X Following Trump Inauguration. I want you to reread it and send in the names of four NGOs who will no longer use X as of the 20th of January, the day of Donald Trump's inauguration. Again, reread our article, French NGOs to Quit Social Media Platform X Following Trump Inauguration, and send in the names of four of the NGOs that have stopped using X as of Monday, the 20th of January. You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
It was suggested by Helmut Matt from Herbolzheim in Germany. And Helmut's question is, are you religious and do you believe in God? And how do you see and define God or the divine in the world?
Hello, baby brother. Want to go for it?
It's the profound kitchen.
Voila.
Right. to be simple, yes, I do believe in God. And seeing the divine in the world is possible. It's difficult, though, and it's there. It's out there. And I think we'll need more than 25 minutes to try and discuss how it is manifested. But it's certainly there. But and you have to have faith to believe and understand that it is still present, even though, you know, we've been talking about wars and peace, and it's difficult. So I think that's where faith really does come in. You have to believe and know within yourself that there is a plan. And you?
Well, I'm with you. I believe in God. I have faith and I have hope. And I see the divine in the world in a lot of you, my listeners.
Okay.
And the Christmas party that a Muslim radio club, Bulo, in Pakistan, gives every year for their Christian friends. There's a very old Indian man who travels by foot from village to village with a sack of books, which he lends to the villagers. And then a couple months he comes back by, collects them, and gives them others. Mm. There are many. I see the divine at work in the world in acts of kindness. And there are many. You do have to look for it. And I think there's more than evil acts, in fact. But the problem is what gets, who has the power and what gets the attention, the evil. No, we never hear about groovy old Indian men walking barefoot with, yeah, you know, we don't hear about these things. That's part of what the Sound Kitchen wants to do, in fact.
Well, I was out having dinner with a pastor and his wife who are over in Paris on sabbatical. He's on sabbatical. And they're going back to North Carolina next week. And she was talking about the small acts that she's going to be doing. And she was saying it's only small acts. And I said, I jumped in and said, no, take away the only, because
exactly,
small act must be something which will lead to something big, or doesn't have to lead to something big, but a small act is a very good thing, and lots of people doing small acts becomes a very big thing. So if you kind of go in with the idea it's only small, then you're never going to really generate that kind of positivity. And so, small act is a really, really lovely thing and mustn't be reduced. So she smiled and thought, well, okay, yeah, maybe I'll just say I'm going to do small things when I go back.
Everything I can. Yeah. Smile at people, help someone small. If they drop something. I mean, it's buy someone on the street a sandwich,
It does make a difference. It does make a difference.
It does make a difference. Yeah. There was Pramod Maheshwari, may he rest in peace, a listener from India, wrote to me once and said, just as small acts of kindness can change. Oh, no, that wasn't it.
he said, just as little pebbles put in a pot of water can fill the water pot up, so small acts of kindness can help to change the world. Okay, so everybody be nice.
That's it. That's an order.
That's an order. So what about you? Are you religious? Do you believe in God? And how do you see and define God or the divine in the world? And remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. Thanks again, Helmut, for your suggestion. You have until the 17th of February to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 15th of February to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI club membership number.
Namaskar from Jorhat, India. I am Prithviraj. Apunaloke khuni ase The Sound Kitchen and Susan Ownsby. Is cooking.
And now more from and about you. It's time for the Listener's Corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered this week was, how can we have peace amongst all people? It was suggested by Debashish Gope from West Bengal in India. Salahin An Nayan has these ideas. Achieving peace among all people is a deeply complex process and a multifaceted challenge, but it is possible through a combination of individual, societal, and global efforts. We need to promote global education systems that teach empathy, conflict resolution, cultural awareness, and critical thinking. When people understand each other's history, culture, and values, they are less likely to engage in conflict. If unrest develops in isolation, facilitate open and respectful dialogue between individuals and communities, especially between groups with historical tensions, and maintain communication across cultural, ethnic, and religious boundaries. Peace cannot flourish in societies with extreme inequality. Address poverty, provide access to healthcare, education, and economic opportunities, and ensure that all people can meet their basic needs. Then, I believe, we can all live in peace. We also need to improve our systems of dialogue in the face of political violence. By bringing all parties to the table and resolving conflicts, we can ensure peaceful coexistence. Pradeep Chandra Kundu wrote, "Peace is the basic requirement in all walks of life in this world. We all want to live peacefully. Even after death, we pray, 'Rest in peace' for the deceased. But in reality, we are experiencing war, violence, conflicts, or unrest in almost every part of the world. I think mutual respect, love, fraternity, and fellow feeling among us are the keys to peace. We will have to overcome our greed, grudges, egos, and our anger for this. Discrimination in the name of caste, creed, religion, and language, or manifestation of political or financial strength must be avoided. Until and unless we can do it from our respective positions, peace will continue to elude us. Finally, one more thing to add. I always believe that when it is at its best, international radio can also be an effective instrument for world peace. And so do we, Pradeep." Dipita Chakrabarti shares the hope. As she wrote, "I'm a pacifist, and I always wish and pray that all my sisters and brothers all over the world will live in peace and harmony. That they shun hatred, jealousy, and greed, things that turn human beings into evil animals. I know this is a difficult proposition, yet we can try and be more humane with each other. And Hans-Werner Lolicke, who doesn't share the optimism, does believe as individuals we can live in peace or promote peace. This is what he wrote. I am afraid that the biblical story of Cain and Abel is the eternal truth. When we only had stones and sticks to fight with, the wars were never so devastating. But now that we have really strong weapons, and those who make the decisions are not fighting in the mud but sitting behind their computers 100 kilometers away, it becomes impossible to stop. But I still think it is our responsibility as individuals to protest and fight all evil tendencies and be willing to reconcile in situations where you are part of the conflict.
Amen, Hans. Most everyone seems to agree that peace happens at the grassroots level, or better yet, with us as individuals and our behavior. That's the case for Helmut Matt, who wrote, "Unfortunately, as long as there are people, there will be no peace. It will happen again and again that people will rise above other people, that people will place themselves at the head of a nation and lead it against other nations. Real peace comes from deep within the individual. I think it's important that everyone seeks and finds their inner peace and then tries to show the result to the outside world and let other people share in it. We must not stop believing in the good and standing up for it. We can make the world a little better, but there will never be peace."
That's a bit like what John Yemi Sande Ture believes. He wrote, "To make peace, you must have peace within yourself and then share it with others. You cannot make peace with others when you are not at peace with yourself." Rodrigo Hunrixe finds that John Lennon's song Imagine is a good starting point, but adds that every point of view is valid and enriches the big picture. If we listen before judging, get to the point, try to understand, look for creative win-win solutions, and don't hijack the subject. We should also meditate and share our natural resources: land, water, air, sea, and even space. Then we may be able to enjoy peace. Kashif Khalil thinks it is through our world leaders. He wrote, "To have peace around the entire world, our leaders must sit and have peaceful talks to solve conflicts. The United Nations is a good place to start." Father Stephen Wara thinks that we can have peace. As he wrote, "By the respect of basic human rights of individual humans, as well as respect for sovereign territorial integrities. As it is said, live and let live." Radhakrishna Pillai wrote, "I believe that the future of mankind lies in the preservation of peace. The main way is to strengthen the ideals of peace within and among all nations and peoples." Jayanta Chakrabarti assuredly does not believe in peace amongst all nations and people. Here's what he wrote. "The hope of a world at peace among all people and away from the scourge of war is nothing but utopian thinking. As long as rogue states and autocratic dictators rule the world and are supported by powerful military-industrial complexes to supply arms and ammunition, there can be no tangible peace. The few good and peace-loving people in the world are too minuscule to effect a change for a better world." We'll close with Salim Akhtar Chadar, who wrote, "Love, patience, help and caring for each other, social and moral values, self-respect and equal justice can play a vital role in promoting peace for everyone." And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question is, are you religious and do you believe in God? And how do you see and define God or the divine in the world? Thanks again to Helmut Matt for the suggestion. Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, send it to us at The Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
One to think about this week.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Hello. This is Abdullah Zakuba from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Before we go, don't forget to send your short recorded World Radio Day greetings to the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr by the 1st of February. Be sure you include your name and where you live in your message, and most importantly, get under a blanket to record, which will make your recording broadcast quality. Don't put it off. The date is close. February 1st is just next Saturday. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, and emails coming. Many, many thanks to our sound engineer, Erwan Rome, for his input and his expertise in putting the show together. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week on the 1st of February for the answer to the question about the Palestinian filmmaker. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician. This week, Erwan chose music from Mozambique. He's looking forward, our Erwan. In June, as he told me, Mozambique will celebrate its 50th independence anniversary, marking the end of over four centuries of Portuguese rule. Erwan chose Kudzi Malasen from Kapadesh, a group that's setting the international stages on fire while keeping the Mozambique home fires burning, too. Formed in 1996 in Maputo, the country's capital, they first came to prominence due to their unique blend of modern and traditional rhythms. Their very first album, recorded in 1998, went silver. Not bad for a group of 20-year-olds. Erwan's choice today, Kudzi Malasen, is from their 2001 album Tsuktani, which means take care of yourself in Shona, one of the country's many languages. The song title, Kudzi Malasen, means bad mood. And unfortunately, in Mozambique, I think a lot of people are in bad moods. They're having a great deal of trouble right now in the country due to allegations that the recent election was unfair. There have been 300 people killed and 600 people hurt so far. So let's hope and pray that this violence is stopped and that a political solution is found for sustainable peace in the country. So here it is, Kudzi Malasen from Kapadesh. Enjoy, and thanks again, Erwan, for another musical journey. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends, and be a blessing. Be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Talk to you all next week. Gaia guango, guango gaia, gaia guango, guango gaia. Raga! Ngoli gaia, gaia linga linga, ndraga ni guaco, kuina kala kipani guaco, ndraga ni guaco, kuina kala kipani.
mwanganya makolomba makukati na magulaya makuhebuza kupaya mifarinya makukati na magulaya makukwengeza sava urwega tumo kaya kwango kwango kaya kaya kwango kwango kaya mbata nyipasi mufo Mana makale long dagata Bata ni passi mufo If you know mana makale long dagata dagata Ngoli gaya gaya linga linga Ndanga nyango kuinaka